We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, fired up to get to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our friend, the King of New York, who may be in Boston, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Peter, what's going on, dude? How are you?
No maybes about it, Jardavius Presley Finley.
That's a new one.
I am in Boston. That is correct, sir.
The boys always call me Jamarcus Periwinkle. Jardavius Presley is whole next level.
Jamarcus Periwinkle, that's right. Yes, I just got here, going to do my radio show from here. Currently, I'm doing my podcast, the great Juan Epps Life podcast with Cypher Sounds. And then, I'm going to the Celtics game tonight, man. Really psyched.
So, people down here like to make fun of me for how many jobs I have. How many jobs do you have? You've got Hot 97, ESPN New York.
Sure.
Juan Epp.
Yep.
Cheap Heat.
Cheap Heat, that's right, with the Ringer. Shouts to the Ringer. Yeah, sure.
What else? I know there's more.
WWE, the kickoff shows for WWE this Saturday, 12 noon, by the way. Don't miss it. The Night of Champions kickoff show on Peacock. So, yeah, that's basically the strong five things that I do at this moment, with random things pop up here or there. But, like, those are the main things.
That's strong, man. That is strong.
Is it strong? I think strong would be I do one hour a week, right? And I get paid an exorbitant amount of money, and the rest of my time I just do whatever I want. You know what I mean? I'm a worker bee, JP. I'm just out here hustling to get by. But listen, it's worked out okay. I'm able to do cool things like make time to go to this game. I'm enjoying this window before I get married and have children where I can just up and go to a Celtic playoff game. And I'm psyched, man. I think we're going to witness something good tonight. I do.
So, all right, you're in Boston for the game. You're a diehard Celtics fan. They get down 3-0. They win game four in Miami. They're back home tonight. I don't know if you saw this. Charles Barkley calls this a cakewalk for the Seas tonight. How nervous does that make you?
I was watching live. I hated his guts for saying it, even though I love Charles. Like, I understand what he's saying, right? Like, I think everyone watching kind of felt the same way. You saw how the Celtics played in game four, and you're like, oh, they're going back home and winning. This is going to be decided in game six in Miami. But the truth is, every time you count the Heat out, which I've now done multiple times, every time you count the Heat out, they come back and shove it right up your you-know-what. So all you got to do is stay focused. Don't let the pundits get in your head. I mean, they're eight-point favorites tonight, by the way, so I understand why people believe it. But I'll believe it when I see it. But I do kind of think they have a chance to make the series interesting. I'm not going to lie.
Do you think they could – so I don't think Miami wins tonight. I think the Celtics win, and I think the Heat have to win game six. Otherwise, it's over. Well, and I know that it's different for you being a fan, but like if this was to get back to Boston for seven, you'd have to like your chances.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like Charles said that. I think it was Charles who said that. Game six in Miami might as well be game seven, because how could you really expect after losing three straight to go back to Boston? If you look at Vegas odds, by the way, it's crazy. The Celtics, I believe, at last check were only like plus 220 to win the series right now, down 3-1. They're like plus two something.
That's crazy.
So obviously people believe in the talent of this team and people sleep on Miami. It's always going to come down to will Eric Spoelstra outcoach Joe Mazzulla. And frankly,
that's not hard.
No, it's not. I think Coach Wright certainly could have outcoached.
Shout out to Coach Wright.
How about Coach Thompson? I think there's a chance Coach Thompson could have coached the JV team past Joe Mazzulla sometimes.
My JV basketball team with Coach Steve Thompson at the helm produced at one point an NCAA record scorer at University of Missouri, Jason Conley, and a NFL player in Drew Kaler. So that team was loaded. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, Drew Kaler went on to be an NFL player for a time?
He was a long snapper. I think he did. Now, he may have been a practice squatter, but I believe he was in the NFL for like two or three seasons, I think with the Ravens and the Steelers. I don't know that he ever played in a game, but I know that he got some checks.
Really? Yo, I do not remember that. And by the way, for everyone out there listening who doesn't care about our BCC memories, yeah, Drew was a freshman on the baseball team when I was a senior. He was a catcher. We would go in and get scrub time together on the baseball team. I didn't even know that. Anyways, this Celtics team is not well coached. I do believe that. You cannot literally just have run the same offense every play, which is drive and kick, and just hope that it works out. And listen, last game the threes fell. They didn't fall for the Heat. And now you get a win and you get a little confidence. You see what happens tonight.
Yeah, I'll be watching tonight for sure. Switching sports here. Yesterday, OTAs, I know you're probably seeing some videos and tweets and, you know, the Instagram stuff they post. Are you starting to get kind of excited and starting to buy into just the excitement of a young quarterback in Sam Howell?
Oh, I mean, I bought into that from the second I heard about him. I started having I remember the first I really heard about Sam Howell, I believe, because you know I'm not into college football, was draft day last year, you telling me that he was interesting and to watch tape on him. And I went and watched some of his North Carolina tape and was like, oh, this kid's pretty good. Now, I maintain the same thing I've said since the last week of the season, which was I would have loved if in that final game against Dallas, he had absolutely lit it up, not just had like a cute, easy touchdown early and the one deep ball, which looked fantastic. I wish he'd like absolutely lit it up. And that did not happen. He was good. He looked good. He looked like he has potential. So I am very excited. I am very curious. I'm also a little bit nervous because if it turns out he really doesn't have it, it's another year wasted with this group. We don't know what our future with Chase is. We don't know what our future with Montez is. You know, there's a lot. These years don't last forever. Terry McLaurin will not be great forever. You know, the running backs, as we know, come and go in 2 seconds. Right now we have a couple of running backs who can really play. We have a pretty solid defense. Like, there's a lot of pieces in place for this team. So while it may not be a pressure-filled season for Sam Howell because the expectations I don't think are high, man, it's not high pressure because he's not highly touted. But, JP, it's high pressure in the sense that he has everything in place to be good.
Speaking of somebody that has at least all the physical tools to be good, Chase Young wasn't at OTAs this week. Does that matter to you?
No, I'm going to go ahead and choose to be optimistic and believe what Coach Rivera said yesterday, that, you know, they've spoken. He gets it. It's the kind of guy that he is that he gets it, and he'll be around when it matters. You know, I'm going to choose to go ahead and believe that. And I really do think Chase is that kind of guy, and I think he's going to want to be here and be a part of a defensive front that could be special. Also, be a reasonable person, man. Like, over the last 2 years, what have you shown? How could they? Like, it would have just been stupid operations to really throw money at Chase. As much as I love the guy, show us. I think you'd have to understand that.
I agree with you. I think they should have elected to take the option just because I think the value over if you have to tag him or if you have to negotiate off the tag, if he's
you'll end up paying the cost anyway.
Right. But I understand how they arrived at their decision, certainly. We'll see with Chase. I thought Del Rio said it best. It's a production business, and you got to produce. So this is his opportunity. Otherwise, I don't think he's back. I think there's a good chance by the time we get to January, most of the people involved aren't back, and Chase could be part of that. New owner probably going to look to institute his own people, but you never know. There was one other thing I wanted to ask you about. I know you're in Boston now, but you've been in New York, and the Aaron Rodgers mania with his OTAs, just kind of his first time on the field. What was it like, boots on the ground in the city?
It was a big deal. And when he tweaked his calf or whatever, it was like somewhat a thing. You know, it was definitely a story. But it wasn't insane. It wasn't like his first few days here. It's been light so far. In fact, I would say there's even maybe been more conversation about the Quinnen Williams contract over the last week or two. And will that get done? So, yeah, a big deal, but not as crazy as his first time in the building, the first press conference, et cetera.
Do I remember this right? Don't you guys get the Jets quarterback once a week on your air?
No. So we get the Jet head coach.
Okay.
And we generally have, you know, we very often have the Jet quarterback. We've had Zach for a year. We had Sam for a year. We've done a lot of that, but this year I do not expect that we will have, especially I'm sure you saw the news that Pat McAfee is right now with the company. Yeah. I don't think we really want Rodgers. I'll be totally open. We want Rodgers for
course.
A weekly bad.
Of course.
Who wouldn't?
My but guess, I mean, Zach and Sam, the PR boss usually comes to the quarterback. I've been in enough NFL scenes to watch it unfold. When the PR boss comes to you and says you need to do something, most players do it. The top of the food chain players sometimes are like, I'm not sure. Zach and Sam were like, yeah, okay, we're young quarterbacks. We'll do what you tell us. Rodgers is probably expecting cash, at least, to do it weekly.
Well, and listen, to be truthful, I don't know what it's like down there. Up here, there's almost always cash for these weeklies.
Yeah.
Even for the young players. It's just about the amount of cash.
Right.
Like, you can get a young quarterback to do it for, you know, something like $50K or whatever. But what's $50K doing for Aaron Rodgers? I mean, that's ashtray money.
Right. That's right. Dude, good luck tonight. What kind of seats are we talking tonight?
You know, JP, listen, I was hoping for feet on the wood. It's not feet on the wood, but I'm about 10 rows back center court. I can't complain.
10 rows back center court, great seats. What is feet on the wood running tonight?
It's a great question. I'm going to go look. Why, you want to upgrade me as a gift for my wonderful weekly call-in?
I do not, but I appreciate you. It's ashtray money for you, so don't worry about it. I'm more just curious. But you come down here for Wizards Celtics in the winter. I'll take care of tickets then. How about that?
By the way, please, I would love to do that.
Dude, Wiz made a big hire. You ready for Michael Winger time?
Yeah, I don't know much about Michael Winger, but I saw that they made the move, and good for the Wiz making move, man. Like, God, you got to try to do something for Bradley Beal. I feel so bad for that dude.
I want them to try something different, and they did. So I'm a Wizards fan, and I'm going to be excited about it. Thank you for the time, man. Enjoy Beantown.
JP, have a good show, buddy.
Always appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Later.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio on Twitter and Instagram. Now we got something else to watch for tonight. We'll play Where's Peter, see if we can spot him in the crowd. First person to get a screenshot of him in the text thread, I got $20 towards it. Unless I win and then you guys have to pay me, which I'm sure you won't. Don't go anywhere. We got to make some bets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.